Good afternoon. No, it's all good morning, actually. Good morning, Amanda Willett.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I've got the lovely Corinne Zolta here interviewing with me as well. For all our listeners out there, Amanda Willett's a nurse at Westmead Hospital, correct?
Yeah, the Children's Hospital.
The Children's Hospital, grand. And you're also a mother of one of a kid that's experienced some sickness and also has been supported by Sympathy. Correct?
Absolutely, yes, yes, I do. I have a little boy.
Little boy. Now, Amanda, if you can share with us just your experience and why you're such a proud supporter of Sympathy.
Well, having worked with kids that have had Sympathies and then having my own child have one, I've seen benefits from both sides. As a nurse, you know, just giving the kids a little bit of dignity, that we don't have to pull their shirts all the way up and we don't have to actually take their clothes all the way off just to access their lines or devices that are attached to them. We can just simply undo the little press studs at the top of their shirt or just to the side, just so we can see what we need to see. I think that's the biggest thing, especially for some older kids, just giving that dignity is huge.
Definitely. It makes them feel, I always say, so just that feeling when you get that garment, the look on their face and also feeling like a hero, a superhero.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah, like you see the kids walk around the wards with them on and they've got their capes. They really love the cape. And it just, it makes them feel like they're so special. And because they look so awesome, everyone comments on them. So, you know, there'll be other doctors or allied health or whatever walking around the wards and they'll be like, oh my gosh, you look so cool in your shirt. So it makes them really, really happy.
Great.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. Hi, Amanda. It's Special K here on the Live 95.5. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I did want to ask, what kind of special moments have you had seeing these kind of experiences when the children put on their special garments and they get to feel like a superhero?
Well, see, the ward that I work on, we've got a lot of long-term children, a lot of kids that have really severe chronic illnesses. So, you know, a lot of time spent in hospital, it's not a lot of fun. So having something like the Super Tea, when they open their little tin, it just, their little faces light up, and it's something that's a positive thing that happens for them in such a horrible time of their lives that that's really, really positive for them.
That definitely does sound really special. And if you have any advice for listeners who want to support Specialties, how they can go about doing it?
Absolutely. They can go on the website and they can donate to Sympathy to help other children in hospitals all over the country that would really benefit from a Sympathy. I'm getting in contact with Jason, seeing if there's any other things that that they can do if they obviously can't afford to donate or whatever. But, there's always lots of ways that you can help Sympathy get out there. Spread the word. Share it on Facebook. Share it on social media. Do all that kind of stuff as well.
Great. Now, Amanda, I'm very interested because you've had a personal connection and a personal circumstance as well. Do you mind sharing just a bit of that personal journey you've had with your son?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got three little boys and my youngest, Boston, he's been unwell since soon after birth and he's basically, his gut doesn't work very well and we've spent a lot of time in hospital, in the hospital that I work at. So he's very well versed in hospital life and lots of surgeries. I think we've had 21 surgeries and he'll be 2 next week. And he finally fits in the Super Tees. And so him walking around the ward with his little Super Tee on and around the hospital it's amazing for him to feel like a little superhero. It's something that's just nice for him after being cooped up in a cot for so long, not being able to get around, do anything. Yeah.
Oh, Amanda, I work with some 2 to 3-year-olds at my early childhood center, and man, I think they would definitely love a costume like that. It would definitely be a special experience. So I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad your son had quite a wonderful experience with this.
Yeah, no, he loves it, and he often will walk through the hospital and see the Starlight Captains, and they often make a really big deal about the Super Tees when they see them, and really, really engage with the kids and make them feel like little superheroes.
Awesome.
Great. Excellent. Amanda, I thank you so much for all the support that you've had for Super T and for just the great work you're doing. I mean, you're not only your mum, you're a supporter, you're also a nurse and you're making a difference. And
thank you so much. I mean,
we've been through a lot with COVID and everything, and just the amazing journey and support you've provided. Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. And thank you so much for getting it out there, making it really well known. You guys have been amazing as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Amanda.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Alive 90.5.